Have you ever been to Global Gifts in Indianapolis? Global Gifts sells international fair trade products. Do you ever wonder who produces these items? Before I traveled to Benin, my parents found and purchased a coin purse made by a Beninese woman at the store. Inside the purse on a printed card, there's a name, Grace Dutu Ado, the country she was from, and a description of her and the organization she started. Further research by the Y Press reporting team revealed her location was specifically in the capital of Porto Novo. Grace's organization, Qui Te Mieux, roughly translated Who Says Better, is nestled in a little shop near the main post office. The nonprofit organization trains and employs women to crochet bags, dolls, and other novelty items from an unusual material. A total of 19 women have received this training since 1996. Grace started Who Says Better after an unfortunate experience. At a birthday party for her daughter, the children thought it would be nice to feed the dog some leftover food. The only problem is the children put the food in plastic bags. The dog consequently ate the bags and got sick. Grace immediately forced the dog to vomit up what it ate. What she noticed was the contents of the vomit contained little pieces of black plastic bag. Asking around her community, she found that others had similar problems with the black trash bags. Also, she was struck by how many black trash bags were just littered around her city. From this point on, she swore to rid her community of the troublesome plastic bags. And that started her creative approach to fixing her environment. When talking with this former hairdresser, it is obvious that she is passionate about her work. The walls of her workspace are covered with beautifully crafted, colorful handiwork. They include handbags, dolls, placemats, hats, and many more items. It is amazing to see how a plastic trash bag can be turned into pieces of art. Designers from far away as Holland have contributed patterns to this decade-old organization. What I was struck by is that she's helping her environment, and she's helping the employment problem of Benin as well. Grace hopes to train many more women and expand to other cities. I believe she will be successful because of her spirit. So invested is she in her product that when I told her about my parents' purchase, she knew the exact color scheme of the handbag from Indianapolis. For Y Press, I'm Chris Ricehouse.